just like I said, is that when we go through your bank statements and I have a problem, and I'm going to always ask you for another bank statement at closing because I need to show your earnest money cleared your bank. Okay? Do not give cash for your earnest money, or I'm going to have it given back to you. Okay? We cannot, cash is not a form of money in our eyes. It has to be something in writing. So we'll require the title company to just give it back to you and you don't get credit for it. Don't have your mama write the check. Do not have the realtor write the check. Don't have anybody but yourself write that check, okay? Because I have to verify it. If it is not your check, we're going to have it refunded back to you. Fine and dandy in San Angelo because we got great title companies. If you're out of town, it's a pain in the rear end for me to, I have one right now, they will not refund the money. So I'm having to do a gift letter for $1,000 earnest money from the mama because she's the one who wrote the check. So earnest money, write a check. If you've got a personal check, even better. Write a personal check instead of a cashier's check, okay? Earnest money is a big deal. Very, very, very big deal. Because we have to verify it on all loans now.
And I think anywhere but San Angelo, Texas, earnest money would be 3-5%. In San Angelo, it's 500 or 1,000 on a million-dollar house.
Yeah, big difference.
So you should be able to write a check.
Yeah, so we have to verify that. If you're selling your house, I have to have proof that it sold at closing or before closing, a copy of the closing statement. Let's say you didn't make as much money. Well, I have to hurry up at the last minute and verify you have money somewhere else. So you can see how I may still be asking you things the day of closing. There's times I ask for you things after closing when the investor comes back to me. So I always tell people, be patient with me. I'm being really good to do everything really fast for you. So you have to help me through this process.
And I know you tell them at the, so you hear all the stuff Valerie's doing behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Here's what you can't do behind the scenes. Don't go buy a new car. Don't go buy all your furniture. Wait, yeah. After closing, buy whatever you want.
Yeah.
But before closing, talk about that.
Yeah, do not do that. And I cannot tell you how many people do that. And so we run a credit report the day before closing. Okay.
A soft pull then. Yes.
But it's going to show your new loans. Or it's going to show your new inquiries. Well, if there's any new inquiries, I have to ask you, hey, did you buy a new car?
Let me rephrase it. You can buy anything you want. You just can't get a loan for it.
Correct. If you want to pay cash, yes. That's right. Even credit cards, we're going to check them out. Just before I left the office, somebody had gotten opened up a new Best Buy. You don't think that's a big deal because you qualify for it fine? That means we have to go back in, put that debt in, rerun it, get it back to the underwriter. All this at the last minute. So you can only imagine that, okay? Same thing, let me go over, well, go ahead and finish what you're doing now. The people are pre-approved and they're back to you.
First off, the priority for which houses we're going to look at, which is a neat deal for me now. We have a media room and we come in. And a lot of people, I still want to physically look at the houses. We can see the neighborhood and everything else.
Right.
But a lot of people say, I want a split bedroom. I do not want a house without a split bedroom. Well, we can find out real quick by looking on video if it's split bedroom or not, certain things you want or not be. And we have a YouTube video of every house we list.
Oh, that's great.
So they see it online. So they've already kind of pre-seen a lot of the houses. Then we actually go to a few now. And since we only have 197 houses on the market right now, 7 under 100,000.
Wow.
You're not going to look at a whole bunch. Because you think about that. If you're in a certain price range, because everybody's already told you what price range you're going to be in, well, that limits us to so many houses.
Right.
So let's say you want to do 200,000 or less. Well, I think there's 48 houses under 200,000 for sale in San Angelo. Well, you say you've got a horse. Well, you might want to be in the north side of town where you can have your horse with you. Right. You say, no, I want just a little townhouse. Well, you may want to be in the south part of town where the little townhouses are. Or you're a big golfer. Well, you might want to be one of the country clubs.
Right.
So then you're going to determine and you're going to shrink it down. You can see how this is shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. So there might be 5 to 10 houses that would even possibly work for you. And so then we'll find it. We'll have that letter from Bowery. We'll take it with our contract, our offer, not a contract, an offer to the owner, the realtor. He'll take it to the owner, and we'll go from there. And then let's say it gets together, because right now you better come at full price or pretty close, I'm telling you.
Yeah, there's not good deals to be had today.
Because we're getting multi-offers. So you get your offer, and we get together, and we're going to do that. Then I'm going to say, here's some inspections. Pick one of the inspectors. You're going to order an inspector. Don't do that. Then you're going to go, Valerie will know. I'll send Valerie the contract. And then she'll do all the stuff she just said.
Right. And then, okay, so you've made it through your inspections. We've made it through our process. I've got you approved now. Not just pre-approved, but approved.
Approved.
That's better than it's not just a computer pre-approval. It's a real from an individual person has now approved it. Okay, then I'm going to tell you the conditions I have. Okay.
And what do you mean conditions?
You're always going to have conditions, like another pay stub. COVID. Oh, my God. Okay. If you're self-employed, under the new rules of COVID, I have to get 2 months' bank statements from your business, the most recent if you're self-employed, 2 business bank statements. The reason for that, to make sure you're still in business.
Really?
Yes. Okay. And if you're employed, I have to have a new pay stub as of this month. Okay. It may only be 30 days. I have to have one now. So, again, that makes us just ask for more and more and more and more. So be patient. 90% of the people I deal with are the most patient people and just awesome, and they appreciate the fact we're doing. 10% think I'm bugging the living crap out of them. Okay? Get over it. Okay? It will not be fun if you come in with that attitude. We can have fun and enjoy it if we're all having a good time. Okay? I've got some, very few, but I've got a few that it's like, you're stressing me out. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, why do you need to know that? Well, we're loaning you $200,000. You know, they can ask for anything they want. So you just need to work with me to get it done. Again, 9 out of 10, no problem. So we get your we got the approval. We're getting ready to go to closing. I have to give you your numbers at least 3 days in advance. Okay? The title companies are so busy, it's 3 days in advance. Nobody's working them up ahead of time. It's just not happening. Okay? So 3 days in advance, I'm going to give you preliminary numbers normally. Normally, the title company has not had time to do their part. So the preliminary numbers, you have to e-sign them. I stay up every night texting people. Have you signed? Have you signed? Have you signed?
If you sign it
12:01 a.m.
You lost the day.
You lost the day. If I actually went by the rule, I would make you move your closing one day. But what do? I call you and I say, okay, now get on your iPhone. Get your pen, the little pen thing that's on your iPhone. Now wet sign it for me as of yesterday when I gave it to you. And then I can go off of it. But that's a lot of trouble for 2 seconds of you signing something.
Yes.
So listen to what we say. And we're doing it all for your benefit. Then the next day, the title company will balance. We'll give you exact numbers. I'll tell you how much to get your cashier's check for and everything such as that. So it's a process. I mean, it is a process. I sell your loan. Okay, for me to give you the best rate, I got to sell your loan. The investors are being so dang picky right now. Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous. More than 50% come back to me and say, I want this. So then I have to go back to you and I have to say, hey, I need you to do this for me. Again, 90% of the people are wonderful and say, hey, let me get it to you. The other 10%, why do you need it? It's like, we did your loan.
Well, and I can tell people real easy. There's a way to do none of what you said. Pay cash. But if you're like me and you don't have the cash, you have to borrow the money.
Then go through the process.
And be humble about it.
Yeah. Enjoy it. Enjoy the process.
Hat in hand.
Yeah. Enjoy the process.
Somebody's loaning you a lot of money.
Yeah. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the process. I mean, it can be fun. It is stressful. I'm the first person to say it's stressful because we run your credit. We deal with your credit. But enjoy the ride. It's a lot more fun to do that.
Well, and I hope you enjoyed listening to all this. I think it was great information, and it kind of tells you what you're going through. And it's always kind of nice to know ahead of the game what to expect.
Yeah, so a lot of information.
So now you know. Folks, we appreciate it. Mary, I always appreciate you doing the radio show with me.
Thank you.
Folks, thanks for listening to you. We appreciate you. Have a great day.